Now, friends, as we return to this particular section here, where we are actually looking at the two natures of the believer, and we see them here in action. Now, we are seeing that there are two things that manifest the child of God. Now, God knows the heart, whether you and I have really been born again and are His children. But our neighbor next door doesn't know that. And the only way is for that life of God to be manifested in the believer. And it's not necessarily manifested by lip and language. It's manifested by a life, by living. You see, there are two families in the world. This teaching of the universal fatherhood of God and brotherhood of man, I consider it a damnable heresy today that's in the world. The Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches there are two families in the world. The Lord Jesus said to the religious rulers, "You're of your father, the devil." The devil's got a family down here, by the way. "Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God." And that means a life. Now, actually, not just one act, because you may do one act of unrighteousness. The prodigal may get in the pig pen. He's not going to live there. He's going to live in the Father's house because he has the nature of the Father. And neither he that loveth not his brother. Now, you can't harbor hatred in your heart against another believer. Now, we're going to see when we get to the next chapter, this is not something that is sloppy and slippery by any means, that every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes along doesn't mean that you're to be taken in by them. We're warned to be very careful indeed and to keep our eyes open. We're going to see that when we get to the next chapter, and I'll hold that until we do get there. But we are to have a love in our heart. Now, this love is actually love that is a concern, that acts, that does something. And we're going to see that now as we move down into this chapter here in the remainder of it. Now, he gives two examples here, Cain and Abel. And obviously, Cain was a child of the devil, and Abel was a child of the Lord. There was that difference. And why did he kill him? Well, he killed him because he hated him. And he hated him because, as we said last time, he was jealous of him. But I got to thinking about that word jealous, and I'm not sure that I'm satisfied with it. The word jealousy has in it a note of suspicion. A man may be jealous of his wife, which means that he probably loves her, but he suspects that she may not be faithful to him. And jealousy has that in it. I think the better word is the word envy. And envy and jealousy are given in the dictionary as a synonym. And it's all right, but there is a distinction without really being a difference. And let me give the meaning of envy. And that is the thing that characterized Cain. He was envious of his brother. And it led to murder. And it's that that's in the human heart, as Dr. Ross says, the most destructive force in the world is jealousy and envy. Now, let me give you here a definition of envy. It says here, discontent or uneasiness at the sight of another's excellence or good fortune, accompanied with some degree of hatred and a desire to possess equal advantages. And that's exactly the thing that describes Cain. Or, if you want a definition of envious, and again, this is very good here, actuated or directed by or proceeding from envy, jealously pained by the excellence or good fortune of another. And then this kind of a distinction is made here, which I think is good, that actually a woman is not envious of a man's courage or jealous of it. And that is also true of a man is not jealous of a woman's beauty by any means. But this that we would desire to have. And I would say that envy and jealousy in the church today and among believers hurts the cause of Christ probably more than anything else. And he uses Cain and Abel as an example, and certainly they are.